I was fascinated by the country as such. I flew north from Churchill to Coral Harbor on Southampton Island at the end of September. Snow had begun to fall, and the country was partially covered by it. Some of the lakes were frozen around the edges, but towards the center of the lake you could still see the clear, clear water. And flying over this country, you could look down and see various shades of green in the water, and you could see the bottom of the lakes, and it was a most fascinating experience. I remember I was up in the cockpit with the pilot, and I was forever looking out, left and right, and I could see ice floes over the Hudson's Bay, and I was always looking for a polar bear or some seals that I could spot, but unfortunately there were none. And as we flew along the east coast of Hudson's Bay, this flat, flat
Let me say this again. I don't go for this Northmanship bit at all.
Because it just seemed endless.
I don't.
We seemed to be going into nowhere.
Not those people who do claim that.
And the further north we went,
farther north and so on.
More monotonous.
But I see it as a kind of a game, this Northmanship bit, with people saying, "Well, you know, were you ever up at the North Pole? You know, and hell, I did a dog sled trip of 22 days, and the other fellow said, well, I did one of 30 days.
No, for another 11 years.
Perhaps they would see themselves as more
sure the North has changed my life. I can't conceive of anyone being in close touch with